smokehouse. It had meat in it from the year around. Of course, it'd have to kill the hogs when it was cold weather. It cured in salt, and they'd hang that meat up in this smokehouse and dig a pit in the floor and bank that dirt up against the wall to keep from burning the smokehouse down. And build a fire out of hickory wood, and boy, that smoke would just roll out from around the eaves of that roof.
Right.
Because the top was made where it wouldn't leak.
Well, talking about something like that, that I was describing, have you ever heard people say something like the pantry?
Yeah, that's that would be in the kitchen that they'd put their staple groceries in. People used to that lived a long ways in town and had to go in a wagon. They'd go and buy sugar and coffee and flour. And if it wasn't in a grist mill in the community, well, they'd buy cornmeal and salt and pepper. And that was just about it. One of the main things that they bought in the way of coffee was peaberry coffee.
Peaberry. I don't think I've ever heard of that. What kind of coffee is that?
Well, it was.
Was that a brand name?
Or? Well, all I know is they called it peaberry. Usually you didn't buy that stuff at the grocery store. You'd go to the coffee house.
Hmm.
There used to be a coffee house here. All it sold was coffee and tea.
Well, I never heard of that. Coffee house.
And over in Europe, they got tobacco stores. And you can't go to a drugstore or a hotel and buy cigars or cigarettes or stuff like that. You go to the tobacco store in Europe.
Do they have cigarette machines?
I don't recall ever seeing any over there. But all over Europe, a drugstore is called a chemist.
Oh, yeah. Seems that I think I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. You did see the word pharmacy.
Well, have you ever heard of people around here use any word for worthless things that they have around the house, like maybe a broken chair or something like that? They'd say they had a lot of
old junk.
Just junk. Well, have you ever heard of people having a separate room in the house where they put all that kind of thing?
Storeroom.
I see.
That's what they'd take, maybe they'd either have a separate room in the house or store it in the attic. My grandpa was a corn planter when he come from Illinois, that you could plant the corn we called it checking it. You could plow it both ways. And in two wires stretched across the field. And had this every half so far apart, there was a loop. It was a metal loop thing there, a knob.